Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Paranormal Truth Seekers. I'm Ricky, your host for this evening. Welcome back, my returning listeners. If it's your first time tuning in, please click that follow button. Feel free to enter the live chat and talk with us there. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. We've had an interesting night so far. As you can tell, we're a little bit behind schedule. The show was set to start at 10 o'clock, but for whatever reason, it glitched out on me. My mic stopped working. Even now, I'm getting weird effects, so we're going to push through. Anyways, I got Josh back here with me. We're going to continue on with the show. How's it going, Josh?
Hey, it's going well. How about you, my friend?
Yeah, we're here. We're live, so that's a good step in the right direction.
Yes. It seems like people are having issues playing it. I don't know. Try going to the website. This website does have some difficulties sometimes working. But anyway, yeah, that's sorry. I was trying to. Somebody was messaging me about not being able to click in the channel. Anyway.
No worries. All right. So to start off, yeah, energy just feels weird. Like you said, it's been weird for a while now, but tonight this feels even stronger. Like there's some force out there, you know, just fighting us, you know.
I mean, most definitely. Like, again, there's definitely the positive and the negative, and like the negative side seeks to extinguish sources of light. When you do stuff you're passionate about, that tends to be a source of light. It can be, you know, simple things like, hey, you know, you freaking stub your toe or something, you know, just stuff like that. You know, that happens seemingly randomly.
Very true. Yeah. We're going to push on and we're going to stop us. So,
yeah,
tonight we're going to talk. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, man. I'm getting a little excited here.
Yeah, me too, definitely. I was going to say we're going to get into, I guess, the Great Flood and the Anunnaki and how that's all related.
Yes, sir. Like, I wasn't expecting there's so much data on this subject. Like, there is such an immense amount of flood stories that come from all around the world that I was literally not prepared for. Like, there's so many, dude. Like, all over the world, there's all sorts of these different flood stories, and, like, they all honestly sound incredibly similar. Like, they all have a really common theme, and it's like, oh, I wonder if they came from the same place, you know? And it's like the idea that, you know, when you tell somebody, say you tell somebody a secret, and it as it goes from person to person, right, that secret then changes for that, you know? It's like, well, I forgot what they call that, but, like, that's a lot of what I think this, you know, part of this is, like, as the word travels across the different lands, you know, each different area has different stories about it. But it, I mean, it also could potentially be like this was obviously a worldwide event, so it affected the world, right?
Yeah, definitely, right.
It's fascinating. Just like, again, I took, I think, 13 down out of over 100 different flood stories. You know, 13, I could use it as an example to try to, like, prove the point. And, like, the point, essentially, that I'm trying to make with all of this, with our whole thing, is that, like most of the things that we believe and accept as society came from this group of beings. Like, I'm, you know, pretty well, you know, convinced that they invented all the religions. Like, you know, we worship them as gods in the original days. They, you know, sprung or, you know, essentially invented all the religions that we come to today. I mean, you start to read these different stories in these different religions, and they all sound very, very similar. And it cannot be a coincidence, you know what I mean?
Oh, no doubt.
like, as I've been, again, like, I've almost finished the book now again. This is a huge book, by the way, I've been reading, so don't judge me that, I know I mentioned it, I've been reading it every week. Look, this book is huge that I've been rereading.
Oh, I can imagine so.
But it's crazy because, like, that's why I like to reread stuff a lot because I tend to notice a lot of stuff that I didn't notice the first time around. Like, like, especially with big spiritual books and history, you know, ancient civilization books, like, you read it again, you know, you can get a lot of stuff that you missed, you may have overlooked, you may have been, your mind may have wandered, you know, I got the ADD brain, so sometimes my mind wanders when I read. But, yeah, this is just, it's mind-blowing, like, the stuff that I missed. For instance, like, this the whole part about the flood in this book, different flood myths from around the world, and then it gives a good website to go to, so anybody that's listening to this can go to this website, and it has literally all of this stuff listed, talkingorigins.org, and you click into there and look into their index and stuff, and it gives not only the different flood stories from around the world, but it gives you where they come from. It gives you the sources so you can, you know, verify all these sources individually. And that's the kind of data when you're researching stuff that you want to have. You want to be able to know where it came from, because obviously anybody can put something online. You know what I mean? Are you still there, sir? Oh, no. Went black. Dark again. Anyway, so apparently Ricky is having issues on his end. Can you hear me? Or not? Yeah, we're having issues with our website here. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm just kind of, hey, he can't hear me either. So I don't know if anybody can hear me. I'm just talking to myself. Okay. But in any case, I don't know what to do here. Apparently, some people can hear me, just not reading. Why is this? So I'm here talking to myself, and apparently some people can hear me. But anyway, so I don't know what to do here. How can I do this? Anyway. Other people can hear me. This has never happened to me. Never happened to us before. Usually this just works. But in any case, if you can hear me, you know, I'll talk for a few more minutes, because obviously I can't. I don't want to do the whole show without Ricky, but this is definitely something I intend to cover, like, in great length, like, all the different flood stories, because it's obviously incredibly fascinating, and anyway, let me figure out what we're doing here. Sorry, my friends, we're listening. On his end, he said, what are we going to do with the network? Maybe if you, oh, he can't call back in. Okay. All right, I'll just keep going. In any case, so I'm going to be talking to myself here. Feel free to send me messages, Jacob, if you have questions to ask me. By all means, I'm live here, and sorry for the ignorant couple minutes. I'm going to try and talk to myself the best I can here, because I don't have anybody about to help ideas. Oh, great. There's other people listening. So if you're tuning in, the host of the show is having technical difficulties, and I'm just going to be on here kind of chatting with myself. If you want to jump on the live chat, let's chat. This is, I don't know, this is twice this has happened tonight. It's never happened before. I mean, Jacob's got a good point. Could be to stop us from spreading issues or this information. You know, because honestly, the idea behind all of this is to essentially wake everybody up to the truth that, you know, we as human beings, we were created as a slave species. And that's the ultimate truth. Like, you read the Bible or any of these old texts, and it just reeks of a master-slave relationship, like blind obedience, get on your knees, beg, you know what I mean? Bow down or you'll be killed, essentially. Like, tell me that's crazy. Like, when you really start to talk about this stuff out loud. And part of the reason, again, I wanted to cover all these different, you know, different flood stories is because you read all these different books, why would they have such similar stories? But, you know, like, you talk to anybody who's into super, you know, super religious, and they're like, my story is the only one. That cannot be.
Hey, Josh, real quick, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. There you are.
had to cheat the system. I had to call in my own show.
You had to call in on your own show. Anyway,
yeah,
yes.
Using my phone, but I'm back on. All right.
What I was getting at right there is talking about how, like the idea behind this whole series is to highlight the fact that humanity is a slave species, and that's what we are created as. And the idea is to keep us completely dumbed down, absolutely control the information that we're able to get, and not only, you know, to spread to other people, because an enlightened populace is not a good thing, right?
Right, yeah, you're right.
My friend, trying to spread information. How did they spread misinformation back then and stop people from telling the truth as much as they do now? The same way, my friend, that they do nowadays. Except for then, just like you hear about all these stories in the Bible, like, you know, anybody who was a false prophet, right, was killed.
Mm-hmm.
So they did it, you know, they controlled out of fear, just like they do now. I mean, there's still countries in the world that, like, you could be killed for your opinion, but, you know, if you go against God. Like, but anyway, I'm going to get on here and, like, actually get on and read a couple of the, you're still there, right, man? Now I'm all, like, traumatized because you keep disappearing.
I don't know what's going on tonight, but yes, I'm my answer.
All right. So the different flood stories, like, I'm going to start. So, like, I'm going to just, there's different ones. So Sumerian, I'm just going to read the ones that I have. I'm not going to read the stories just yet. I'm going to tell you which ones they are. So I got there's one from the Sumerians, the Babylonians. I took the one from the Hebrew Bible, the Islamic Bible, the Zoroastrianism. I'm butchering that word. I know I am. And the Hindu text, and then some of the stories from the Pacific Islands of Hawaii. There was one from Tibet. And so, like, I'm going to start the one with the Sumerians because, like, this is clearly, out of all of them, this is probably the most important one because I would say this is closest to, like, their actual thing, right? So,
right.
Like, in their version, the gods had decided to destroy mankind. The god Enlil warned the priest king Zeusudra, who essentially is Noah, it becomes Noah in every other story. So he warned him of the coming flood by speaking to a wall of reeds. So, like, he essentially didn't tell Noah directly, right? He spoke to a wall of reeds, so he didn't violate his brother's agreement, which is what it says in these tablets. It doesn't say that here, but essentially that's what it was. He was instructed to build a great ship that can carry beasts and birds upon it. Violent winds came, and a flood of rain covered the earth for 7 days and nights. Then Zeusudra opened a window in a large boat, allowing sunlight to enter, and then he prostrated himself before the sun, allowing sunlight to enter. After landing, he sacrificed a sheep and an ox and bowed before Anu and Enlil. So Anu is actually the commander, according to the Sumerian tablets. He was like the commander of the gods on Earth. And then Enlil was essentially the commander of Earth. So for protecting the animals and the seed of mankind, he was granted eternal life and taken to the country of Dalmun, where the sun rises. So in the tablets, it actually says he was taken away to the place of the gods, so essentially to their planet. But yeah, like this guy, Zeusudra, like his name means long of life. He lived way, way longer than the Bible says, you know what I mean? Like they essentially had their level of life because he was the son of Enki with a human female. And that's, again, where the idea of, like, the Nephilim and all them come from is, like, they were essentially procreating with the slave species they created to do their bidding for them, right? And then the next story down the line is actually the Babylonian story. So if you've been following from the other episodes, the Babylonians essentially were the descendants of the Sumerians. So it's like very, very similar, right? But this one goes three times. Every 1,200 years, the gods were distressed by the disturbance from human overpopulation. The gods dealt with the problem first by plague, then by famine,
both times the god Enki advised man to bribe the god causing the problem. The third time, Enlil advised the gods to destroy all humans with a flood. But Enki had a guy named Athrasis build an ark to escape. I don't know where that name comes from. Also, the boat were on the boat were cattle, wild animals, birds, and Athrasis. Am I butchering this name? Athrasis' family. When the storm came, he sealed the door with bitumen and cut the boat's rope. The storm god, Adad, raged. It was actually another Sumerian god. Turned the day black. After the seven-day flood, the gods regretted their action. He made an offering to them, at which time the gods gathered like flies, and Enki established barren women and stillbirth to avoid the problem in future. So essentially, according to this, he established, like he has sterilized women and gave them stillbirth. I mean, they described stuff weirdly back in these days, okay?
Yeah, no doubt.
made women all non-fertile and stuff. I don't know, man. This is, like, the crazy thing to think about. Like, you know, most people, like, when they tell you about this stuff in the, you know, the, like, the biblical story, like, you know, it's, this is the only way. And then you read all these other things. It's like, why is there so many different similar stories? And, like, why is nobody questioning that around the world? You ever thought about that? Like, I mean, this is the kind of stuff I think about all day. Like, why does nobody question this kind of stuff? And, you know, that the, they really are. And that stems from, like, all the way back. See, the thing is, the stuff that they instilled, you know, how many thousands of years ago are still affecting us to this day. The god of vengeance stuff, you know what I mean? Like, we are still scared to this day that God is going to strike us down if we don't obey him, right?
Exactly.
But the fact is, like, I mean, it's riddled in the Bible with all this stuff. Like, he did it. Like, why hasn't that happened, you know, in the last 1,500 years? You know what I mean? Like, where is God killing all the evil people now? You know what I mean?
Well, now we have the illusion of freedom compared to back then.
So part of that is the idea. So slavery, again, is something that's been around since the dawn of time, since, again, we were created as slaves. So there's different forms of slavery that you don't really think about. Like, here we have economic slavery. You think, this system is slavery. You literally cannot exist without going to
work. We're getting paid, so we're not slaves. We're being compensated for it. That's what they want you to think, too.
Right, and, like, we're inundated with constant, you know, advertisements. You need to buy this. You need to wear this. And these designer brands that they are pushing, that they're selling for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars, are made in sweatshops by slave workers. And, like, the fact that people know this and still buy these stupid brands, like Jordans, for example, they are made in China, like, for dirt cheap by, you know, workers that are treated like, literally like slaves. You can look into all this stuff. And I had no idea that it still exists to this day. They are literally treated they're slaves.
Look at Apple. And I hate this because I'm an Apple product user myself, but their manufacturing places in China, and they actually can't even leave. They literally have nets outside the windows so the employees can't kill themselves just to escape.
That's insane, man. That's insane.
It is.
Like, it's the things that, you know, things like that we accept as society. We won't turn a blind eye. So, like, you'll have these people who are, like, activists and, like, saying, you know, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't that, but they're on their iPhone and they're, you know, wearing their Jordan shoes and, like, they're literally supporting the things that they're standing against and have no idea because, you know, most of society are just idiots. They're picking and choosing these, you know, stupid battles to fight with each other, and the reason is because we're being turned on one another. And the fact that most people don't see that, like, with politics, with race, with gender, all of this stuff is being used as a weapon against us. Like, even music, in a lot of cases, is being used as a weapon against us.
Oh, yeah, that's no doubt. Have you heard about the they changed the frequency of how sound production was compared to now? And the way it is now, it's more of a negative influence compared to how it was before?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, again, that's another thing that most people have no idea on is sound, the power of sound, first of all. Like,
yeah.
That's, like, not only can you use sound frequencies to generate psychedelic experiences, you can look under the app called iDoser to do that. Like, you can literally use this app and have literal psychedelic experiences without drugs. So sound, mm-hmm. you can use it to do that. You can use it to generate positivity. You can also use it to generate negativity. So the mind works mm-hmm. both ways. You can both create negatively for yourself and for positively. And if you're, say you're jamming a song all day, every day in your head that's telling you to buy drugs and kill people, like, you're attracting that mm-hmm. those situations into yourself. Like,
yeah,
we literally create our own reality. Like, may not be 100% that's the way, but we have definitely effects. We, by our conscious thought patterns, have effects on our reality.
Manifestation.
And this is something that I've, you know, a lot of people don't believe it, but I've proved it to myself over and over and over again. Like, I'll be talking about something, I'll experience that exact same thing. I was like, it's all about, you know, it's usually for me, it's vocally, like if I'm saying it out loud, like I don't get as much if I think about it, right? But like when I talk about stuff with passion, I get it for sure. And that's what you have to do. That's the idea behind prayer that most people miss too, is that like when you're praying for something, you don't need to ask for that. That's admitting you don't have it. You pray for something as though you mm-hmm. have it. And it says right in the Bible, that kind of stuff. Like, there's not,
I've heard of that too.
Not all bad stuff. It's not all bad stuff that comes from the Bible, but there is a lot, you know, there's a lot of junk. It's a mixture mm-hmm. of both good and bad knowledge, right?
That is true.
I'm going to read. So let's get another one in here, man. Let's get the Hindu one. Manu, the first human, found a small fish in the wash water. The fish begged protection from the larger fishes in return, for which it would save. Manu kept the fish safe, transferring it to a larger and larger reservoir as it grew, eventually taking it to the ocean. The fish warned Manu of a coming deluge and told him to build a ship. When the flood rose, the fish came, and Manu tied the craft to its horn. The fish led him, this wasn't a big fish, the fish led him to a northern
and
told Manu to tie the ship's rope to a tree to prevent it from drifting. Manu, alone of all creatures, survived. He made offerings of clarified butter, sour milk, whey, and curds. That's a weird offering. Where did he get these curds and whey? Anyway, from these, a woman arose calling herself Manu's daughter. Whoever's blessing invoked through there granted him. Interesting. Through her, he generated his race. So I'm guessing that means that he had relations with this woman and generated his race. All right.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. So in that story, though, it didn't completely cover the earth because the tree was still above water then.
Right. So, I mean, in many of the stories, a lot of people, as I was scrolling through a lot of these stories, like a lot of people escaped to high mountains. It didn't, like, you know, completely cover the earth because, I mean, that's not logical. But, this,
right.
you know, apparently, like, put people up to the mountains. And that's why, you know, down in South, I think it's South America, the Machu Picchu, the one that's on top of the mountains, that doesn't make sense. Like, how it even got up there, first of all.
definitely.
Like, is it Machu Picchu? Anyway, but in that city, you know, they have these giant stone monuments and stone blocks, and, like, there's really no explanation mm-hmm. on how they got these blocks from this quarry that was, I think it's 20 miles away, up there. You know,
yeah.
The Egyptian ones are, you know, the pyramids are pretty crazy because, like, you know, they apparently have the idea of how they do it. But there's a lot of unexplained monuments. Like, how in the world did these primitive people do this? Like, and, again, the answer lies with the different Anunnaki gods who went around the world. And
mm-hmm.
they're creating these monuments all over the place. Yeah, man, what these flood stories tell me from all over the world is that, again, we have the same group of beings interacting with people all over the world. And
yeah,
I don't know. Like, I guess
it's,
in the
that's
Sumerian
the only
tablets,
way. The same ones, yeah.
Right. How could the places that are, 3,000 miles apart across the oceans and stuff have very similar stories? Like, how is it, again, I can always go back to the idea that pyramids are being built all over the world. Why? Like, these cultures were not linked in any way. Like,
they didn't know the other ones existed. Yeah.
Like, does the idea of the pyramid plan exist in our mind and that's just what we decide to build? Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I've always felt like nobody asked these questions and we just accept everybody's word for it. In school, you accept everything your teacher is telling you without question. They drive the idea of evolution down your throat like it's actually been 100% confirmed when they know dang well it has not.
Well, of course, as a kid, assume that the person teaching you knows the truth and you just accept it.
Right, just like you assume that the person in church knows best. And, mm-hmm. ever since I was a kid, that's never made sense to me. I asked my mom, way early on, why do I need to go listen to somebody talk about something that I can just read myself?
Yeah.
It seems like you're going to get his viewpoint on the matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you start to learn that, most of these different sects of Christianity or whatever are just different interpretations of the same book. You have entire religions based on a different interpretation. That's insane, man.
And you got a question right there based on that alone, yeah.
It gives me more questions than answers that come from that kind of stuff. And I'm definitely big into spirituality, man. I'm definitely big into asking questions, and how you wake up as a person is asking the questions. Don't accept what we've been taught. It's the facts, man. I no longer accept it.
Yeah.
I'm going to admit it to the world. I don't accept that everything's been the way it was according to the Bible. I don't accept that our history is the way it was according to the United States. I don't accept any of it.
I don't either.
Example, for the government's reasons, as data gets declassified over time, they have to slowly admit, yes, we were lying to you this whole time. And mm-hmm. nobody gets up in arms about it. They just fucking accept it, man.
I know. I don't get it. You were lying, but here's the truth now, so it's okay.
Right. The UFO thing, that should have been the biggest news ever. And literally nobody cared, man. I cared, obviously.
Our own government admitted that there are UFOs out there. Nobody batted an eye. It's just so many distractions out there. People just don't care.
It's because, man, we become so dumbed down.
Mm-hmm.
They've dumbed us down so much that people, can hear the truth right to the face and doesn't faze them anymore, man. We're kept so freaking busy with our day-to-day lives and just trying to afford to exist.
Yeah.
Again, that's the entire reason I want to do any of this. The entire reason I'm getting up here and I'm trying to talk every week is to get people thinking and get, the idea to question every single thing around them, because it's all bullshit
mm-hmm.
most of the time.
I agree 100%.
I mentioned it before, the untold history of the United States, there's a lot of history stuff that I've watched because I'm a history buff. And you can start to research, say, our history from another state's or another country's perspective, dude, it's crazy.
Well, we're the bad guys.
It's obviously clear to me that freaking, I want to push the idea of bad guys, but unfortunately, man, that does seem to be the case. Maybe we're really not the good guys of the world like we proclaim ourselves to be. And don't get me wrong, I love my fellow man. I enjoy living here, but I don't need to lie to pretend that freaking...
Yeah. It makes you wonder, why are so many other countries against us to such a level like that? There's got to be a reason. beyond it being, you know, infidels or whatever, there's got to be a reason for it. We just don't know that reason. They won't tell us.
Nope, they won't tell us. And, like, it's crazy to me that, we as a country, we, like, police the world so much like we do. And, you know, a lot of it's to do with the, I've heard from the, because the oil is exclusively bought in U.S. dollars. And that's, so essentially oil, I mean, by that degree, like, oil is our currency. remember, I think it's Richard Nixon divorced the dollar from the gold standard. And so essentially, like, at that point, our dollar became paper. Like, they're just printing paper. So
that's all it is. There's not enough gold to actually make up for the number of paper that's being put out.
Right. I don't know. It's crazy to think about, man. Like, but like, a lot of people think that conspiracy talk and stuff like that is doom and gloom, but in reality, man, like, it's not doom and gloom. Like, accepting society exactly as it is
doom and
gloom. 100%.
Yeah, no doubt.
Let's see what.
And that makes you wonder. They fight about so much stuff. What can you trust? What can you accept as real if all you've been taught is lies?
Right, exactly, man. Like, as my friend Jacob calls it, he says, weapons of mass distraction. Like, that's been a thing. So there's lots of things that are used as distraction tools for us. And, like, there's so much psychology that goes into all this. Like, you know, that psychology isn't one of the things that I've, you know, spent a good amount of time studying. Like, advertisements, all of that. They're using forms of psychology that's bad, like, they're dark. Like, I mean, advertisers, to get us to go buy stuff, do crazy stuff. Like, if anybody's ever offering you anything for free, 100% a trap. It's a setup. So it's going on the automatic response. It's a reciprocation thing. So, like, if somebody gives you a gift, you automatically feel obligated to give them a gift back. That's why some of these games that are being manufactured for free, right? So, like, I'm going to use Fortnite as an example. They give it to you for free, and then you end up being like, oh, I'm going to go buy all these skins and stuff because they gave me this game for free. And they're making just outrageous amounts of money, right?
That's it, yeah.
And again, like, indeed. I got a little bit off topic here, but hey, that tends to happen. It's okay, man. I like getting off topic. It's in-depth subject, man. Right. Like, I think it's important to tie it all together with, you know, how rooted this is in our, you know, society, everything. And like you were mentioning earlier about, like, we only probably inhabit, like, what do you think? It's like we've been watching these years is much bigger than it is, right?
I've been thinking that for a long time, too, even before we met years ago, but that's been an idea of mine I've been throwing around. But it's such a hard thing to, you know, even wrap your mind about. Instantly you'd be put down as, you know, crazy. That can't be. It's literally impossible, but nothing's impossible if it's staged that way.
Right. Like,
it's the Truman Show. We're basically the Truman Show.
I mean, honestly, man, like, it's about, like, our world. Like, for instance, like, the idea that we live in a simulation, a virtual reality. Like, I mean, you can essentially prove that. Even, like, when you read the, like, the Law of One, different things, like, essentially they call this an illusion. Like, it's literally the universe acts like a simulation. Like, it's a computer program.
Yeah, it does.
And it's
sacred
really,
geometry, zeros and ones.
Right. It's like the idea of the Matrix, right? I don't know. I've had experiences with, like, psychedelic drugs in the past, and, like, I don't know. I've seen things that make me definitely believe that, like, the spiritual side of reality is real, man. Like, you know, essentially, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It'll sound crazy, but, yeah, if anybody is listening.
Well, you can explain it. That's the thing. You're referring to a world that exists beyond our comprehension, so you can't explain it, really. You had to experience it.
Right. But, like, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. Like, you know, I've told many people, like, I do firmly, again, I firmly believe in God. Like, I really do. I just, again, I believe in, you know, the source, the infinite God. Like, even the Anunnaki and all their freaking, all their source texts, all their stuff, they refer to the creator of all. So they believe that there's a singular source, too. But then they essentially created a subservient species to help do their work on Earth because they didn't want to do it. And then they started passing themselves up to God and started teaching us civilization. And, you know, at one point they said that they parted ways with man and then we're going to return later. That's the idea of the returning, you know, that kind of stuff.
Or like, they never left.
Some of the things, or they didn't leave. You know, there's also all sorts of stuff, all sorts of stories, but just they didn't leave. I mean, chances are, like, the people really running the world, because anybody who doesn't think that there's people behind the scenes running the world have not been paying attention at all. Not at all. Like, this, our country is not run by who we think it's run. The world is not run by who we think it's run. You look at the issues we're facing in our country, other countries are facing the exact same issues. You think it's a coincidence that, you know, like, the sides of the political parties, for example, are so at each other's throats that nobody can get anything done? It is not a coincidence, because again, we need to come together, and they're fully aware of this, and they keep us divided.
Yeah.
And thus, nothing ever gets accomplished.
And we keep falling for it.
Like the argument I always have about, because they're like, "Oh, you could vote for a third party." No, you can't. Your vote doesn't matter. 100%.
Oh no!
Like, if third parties,
it's all predetermined,
actually mattered, if they actually mattered, they would have third parties in the debates. They would have prison.
You're breaking up.
Oh, my bad. I stepped a little too far away from my phone. Ah!
Scary stuff.
Anyway, you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so I was saying, like again, if it wasn't a sham, you know, they would get the same kind of representation in the media during the presidential elections as, like, the two main competitors or the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
But, like
you,
they're
you
not
gotta
getting
vote
the
for one
billions,
or the other.
Billions of dollars put towards making them president. Like, and, like, people worship these politicians like they're gods, man. It's sickening to me. I literally cannot. It makes me sick to see people worship these people like gods when they've never done you a dang thing at all. It's never done your life good to worship a politician. Never. It's never done anyone any good. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I look at the world around me. Like, people look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, man, nah. Y'all are crazy for accepting all this stuff. Like,
well, I'd rather be crazy than not. That's the way of thinking, for sure.
Right. So thinking, again, like, I'm going to recap on that one. Like, for people who haven't listened to the previous shows, like, who don't even know, like, who the Anunnaki are, like, man, I'm going to talk about it just a little bit. Like, essentially, they are they're a space-traveling race. And it's hard for me to say, because, like, it's one of those things, like, I want to deny it as soon as I say it out loud. But again, the amount of evidence that is presented all over the world to support the idea that we, first of all, are an invasive species on this planet, and second of all, that we have been visited, you know, over thousands of years. There's depictions everywhere of it. That they essentially came here seeking gold, the idea is what the story says. And so they started mining gold, which is why gold mining can be tied back literally to the dawn of civilization. It goes as far back as humans do, and there's really no explanation for that. Essentially, they themselves were working in these mines for long periods of time, decided that in order to help them here, they decided they were going to, you know, genetically modify the existing hominid, which was essentially the Homo erectus at that time. But of course, they tried many different things before doing that. Genetically modified the Homo erectus, then ended up creating a slave worker, right? So for long periods of time, the slave worker did all the work, and then obviously, you know, like, this is a really complex story, but essentially they got overpopulated and ended up wanting to wipe out the creation, thus getting to the flood. But I mean, the timeline between these two events is like, you know, basically like 200,000 years. Like, and yeah. We can actually, if you look into the DNA, you know, the DNA for Adam, the mitochondrial Adam is what they call it, has been traced back 200,000 years. So, and this coincides exactly to what they say in the Sumerian clay tablets. And again, for those mm-hmm. that don't know what the Sumerian clay tablets are, they were unearthed. They've been unearthed, you know, over the years through archaeological digs over in, I think it's like Mesopotamia area. And like they were disregarded as just jumbles of nothing, right? Because they were looking.
So losing you again.
Oh, yeah, you got a bad connection. This whole bad connection of all my computer picks.
Okay, we'll push through.
The Verizon thing. Yeah, the Verizon thing. Yeah, I think it's, again, it's important to do this, and, like, I want to definitely keep, we're going to keep hammering away at the Anunnaki subject as we keep going.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to go to the, I want to read one more of the flood stories, like the... wasn't from Hawaii.
Okay.
So Leilohana, a woman from the depths of the sea, was enticed ashore by, man, Konikonia with a series of images. She warned them that her parents, oh, man, I should have picked an easier one to read, Kalinahi and, I'm not going to read that one, would cause the ocean to flood, so the land under her brothers, the Peo fish, would search for her. At the suggestion, they fled to the mountains and built their home in the tops of the tallest trees. After 10 days, the god sent the ocean. It rose and overwhelmed the land. The people fled to the mountains, and the flood covered the mountains. They climbed the trees, and the flood rose above the trees and drowned them all. But the waters began to subside just as they reached the door of Konikonia's house. When the flood waters retreated, he and his people returned to the land. This flood is called the Kind Man. Oh, God. Gotta work on my pronunciations of some of these words. Hey, don't judge me. I'm sensing a lot of judgment here.
Not for me.
I
do better than that, because
time at work, I had to read this. You know, I was helping out this Hawaiian woman and trying to read her name and the names of her streets to this person over the phone. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm butchering this so bad. What is big?
No worries. Sounds like that movie Moana. Sounds like that, doesn't it? That
right.
Pixar movie.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie, man. That movie's solid.
It's a good movie.
Jacob. Weapons of mass distraction. But yeah, he's sending me all sorts of stuff.
More the merrier.
Oh, man. Yeah, like, I'm chat working a little bit better, man. Like, I like to, it's definitely fun to talk about and answer questions. I like answering questions because it helps my mind stay focused.
Yeah.
Is it, like, exactly live, or is it there, like, a delay? I wonder.
I'm not sure, actually.
One of the last things before we run out of time here pretty quick, like, so, like, one thing that I've noticed is that the idea of this whole thing, actually, you know, the idea that we were created by these people as a slave race, like, it can appear to both the scientific side or the scientific mind and the spiritual side, because it is literally both. Like, it is both,
yeah.
You know, we both were created and evolved because, like, again, they took, you know, there's evidence that, you know, obviously there is beings that evolved on Earth, right? You know, animals evolved. But,
mm-hmm.
again, there's no explanation for us how we came to be. And then they talk about how they genetically modified the Homo erectus, and bam, now we have this new hominid on the planet. And, dude, it's crazy when
yeah.
you look into, like, the history of DNA, because, like, this can all be confirmed. And why
well,
is this
don't fit
in these
on this planet.
No, like, I
in
mean,
humans,
you look into
we don't fit.
Species, like, oh, man, my kids are trying to come out here now.
Speaking
of the
invasive.
Like, my friend talks about, he's talking about how they, they hid psychedelic medicine from us for a long time, right? So,
right.
Like, one of the reasons why they've kept psychedelic drugs illegal is because of the capability of enlightening us. Like, anybody
mm-hmm.
who's ever, like, I'm telling you, I think everybody in the world should take, you know, psychedelic mushrooms at one point in their life, because, like, the
mm-hmm.
difference in the way it makes you think after you do it, crazy, man. You start to realize that everything is connected. That's the one thing, like, when I did it out in the woods, like, the first time I took this huge dose, and, like, essentially I communicated with a tree. Somebody told me I was talking to a tree for an hour, and that's about right. I stood there and was, like, in a trance state talking to this tree, and it essentially showed me that everything is connected. The trees are talking to each other through a series of roots, and they're connected through mycelium, like the entire, you know, forest is. So, like, people
mm-hmm.
think that trees are not alive, but they really are.
Oh,
like,
yeah, they are.
They're alive and actually conscious. And the same thing with, like, with cannabis and stuff like that. But there's way more evidence to support the health benefits than the, you know, the downsides of it, right? But they've been trying to demonize this stuff for a long time. What's up?
But it cures freaking cancer. I mean, why they keep that away from us, except for the reason of it awakening us to the truth?
I think part of the dude, like, it's going to sound morbid, man, but, like, these major diseases that just, you know, cause a lot of damage to mankind, they don't want them to be cured. So, I mean, again,
there's no money in curing
any of these ancient texts. It's a couple different reasons. Any of these texts, like, there's all sorts of times where massive amounts of people are wiped out due to famine and stuff like that to keep, according to God, to keep people from being overpopulated, right?
Yeah. Like
the Georgia Guidestones thing comes to mind when I think of that, because it says maintain population under what I think it's 500 million. And so.
And they were taken down. They were destroyed.
Right. They were taken down. It's interesting. I don't know. That's definitely something that, you know, gives me the tingles when
I think about the timing, right? Why would they take them down now unless they know something's about to happen and we're going to need them?
Yeah, no, that's why were they put up to begin with? You know what I mean? Like, why those messages, like, a lot of people are like, this is what they want to do, but in reality, those were designed to survive a cataclysmic event. So, like, the idea is that, you know, they are aware of a cataclysmic event. Like, in all honesty,
it's gotta happen at
any point in time, you know, we could be wiped out from a comet, and they would not tell us. Like, to think that they would tell us is ignorance.
They'll say, oh, it's way out there. It's nowhere near us. Like that movie, Don't Look Up. It's exactly that.
Oh, man, yeah.
If you haven't seen that, you should watch that, because you would definitely get the picture from that.
Yeah, I need to watch it, man. There's lots of movies out that I want to watch right now. We're actually, like, my kids are at. Keep coming out and trying to bother me. They're like, oh, my gosh, you're way past the time that you were supposed to be doing that.
We got some hiccups today. Well, if you got to call it, it's definitely understandable. Let me know when you need to go.
I got a couple more minutes. I'm just saying, if you hear me slapping them around, that's a lot. Okay. I love these little dudes. He's in there watching my two-year-old. Got three kids, little of me currently, sir. Like, that's why I'm always tired. I work every day. Have to freaking, you know, pay to exist in this crazy state.
Especially out there.
I'll work on my pronunciations of stuff. Let's see. Jacob, what are you talking about? Yeah, if anybody else, like, if you guys want to get on, hell, message Ricky, message me on here, like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, like,
There is a chat feature built into this thing, yeah.
Right. He said that literally trying to keep people dumb and make more money off of us, it's that simple and sick. Like, it really is true. And it's, again, it's something that's
mm-hmm.
been instilled in our DNA since the beginning. Like, I mean, slavery is a good example. Like, why would anybody, Why, coming up as a civilization, would we think to enslave somebody? Why? Why is it
another
that,
person?
Like,
yeah.
God chose. Okay, I gotta get off here, man. apparently.
All right, no worries. We'll make it better next time.
Oh, buddy, what happened?
You.
Okay. All right. Sorry, guys.
No worries. We'll catch you next time, man.
All right, man. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you're good. All right, guys, so we lost Josh here. Life happens. And as you know, we've had some hiccups tonight. I do apologize for that twice tonight. For whatever reason on my end, it keeps going down to the point where I actually had to call in on my cell phone to my own show just to be on it. So hopefully I'm going to clean up whatever's causing this by the next time I have our show up. So the show did go out at a different time we were planning, so Josh had to tend to his family there, so he had to take off from there. But I do want to thank him again for being on, working with us, and taking control when I was trying to get back on here. He did great. We're going to try and do the same thing next time, next Tuesday. We might try that different format through Spreaker instead, but that goes through Skype. So we may need to wait until Josh is up on his computer. He's planning on getting one here for now using his cell phone, but anyways, I do apologize for the rough episode tonight. But I will see what's going on and figure out what's causing these issues so they won't happen again next week. In the meantime, I hope you enjoyed what we had for you tonight. I still got Saturday coming up with Mr. William Glenn again. Then the following Tuesday with Josh again. And then I'm going to introduce my friend Davina coming up on a Saturday following that. So shout out to her. In the meantime, thanks for listening, guys. I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up here and see if I can find out what's going on before the next show. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. I'm going to go ahead and shut this gate here. And I'll catch you guys on the next show.